And welcome back to America Views from the Left, the podcast. Robbie back with you, part two of fixing gun violence segment I had with the previous episode. Talked about very briefly, the problem with how many gun deaths we have and how many injuries and so forth. It's a big problem. We have 30,000 plus who die a year. And I talked a little bit about that in a previous episode. Talked about the gun violence archive, the number of mass shootings, number of injuries, and so forth. So now we're going to talk about steps we can take right now. Some hard decisions we can make right now to fix this problem. Now, first of all, some of these things are really simple. But the fact is that our politicians are not willing to make the hard choices. After 9/11 happened, we made some really hard choices in regards to, you know, securing our aircrafts. We're making cockpit doors so people can't break into them and take down airplanes. It is common sense. After the shoe bomber, people had to take off their shoes when they go through security at airports. Again, common sense. We took some steps that people didn't like, and I personally didn't like some of these, with the Patriot Act and stuff like that. And Republicans had no problem with that. But when it comes to the gun issue, they have this view that it's un-American to fight for gun control. You know what's un-American? To allow thousands of our citizens to die every year and do nothing. That is un-American. So if I'm against guns, I'm against gun violence, and if that makes me anti-American, then so be it. If that makes me a traitor, then so be it. But I believe the ultimate act of treason is to allow your citizens to die and do nothing. So, real briefly, the steps we can take right now. We can ban semi-automatic high-powered rifles. We can ban stuff like the SKS. We can ban MCX. We can ban the AR-15. We can ban those weapons because those aren't self-defense weapons. Now, everyone knows that I'm against guns totally, but there was a time when I was very pro-gun. I used to get the American Handgunner magazine and the different Guns and Ammo magazine, you know, when I was younger, and I thought it was really cool. But then I realized that people are dying, and a gun doesn't make you a man. It actually makes you less than one, and a gun doesn't keep you safe. A gun makes you and your family less safe, puts you in more danger. So besides banning these high-powered rifles, semi-automatic rifles, we can ban all magazines that are over 10 rounds. So you don't need more than 10 rounds. If you can't hit someone with 10 rounds, then you probably shouldn't be having a gun because your accuracy is not great. So we need to ban high-capacity magazines over 10 rounds. I would even go further. I would even above 5 rounds. But ban high-capacity magazines, ban those semi-automatic rifles, require mandatory mental health evaluations for all gun purchases, because we don't know if someone's mentally ill if they've never been in contact with the system, if they've never been to a doctor, if they've never been evaluated. So we need to make that part of the background check system and make credit checks. You have to get a credit check to get an apartment. You have to get a credit check to get a finance for a car. So credit checks is part of the background check system. Providing references, not allowing people to do transfers to family members or friends or private sales without going through that same process of the background check with the mental health eval and all of that. These are some simple steps we can take to fix this issue. There are more we can take, but these are some basic things. Universal background checks, all of that. These are some basic steps we can take. And now we're going to look at what stands in our way.